This is a narrator test for Sold to the Berserkers. My name is Benjamin McCulloch, and as you can probably tell, I am actually Scottish.
Shh, still,
the Highland warrior said in his gruff tone. I won't hurt you. My hand came up to cover the scarred side of my neck and face. He gazed at me with honest eyes.
You don't like it?
I shook my head. The scar was my bane, my curse. It made me too ugly for marriage to a village boy, made me fit only to be a slave. My hand pressed harder, but he took it and pulled it off my face, frowning a little as he examined the wales underneath. As much as I wanted to struggle, I held my body still. This was not my secret lover or a friend. He was a warrior who had bought and paid for me. I had to remember that if I was to survive. My new life's aim was pleasing my new masters. The longer I did that and stayed alive, the higher my chances to one day find a way to escape. I held on to this thought as I stared at my dark-haired bedmate, blinking hard to hold back tears.
Isn't so bad, lass, just a wee mark.
It makes you different, but it isn't enough to take from your beauty. I blinked. No one had ever called me beautiful. The warrior pulled my hand away from my face and kissed it. His lips worked at my palm, tickling me with the bristles on his chin and jaw. The skin around his eyes crinkled with a mischievous smile. Just like that, I felt warmth rush to all my secret parts. My womb clenched and filled with longing. The flood of desire was so sudden and shocking, I automatically tried to tug my hand away. He didn't let it go. Turning my hand, he laid kisses down my wrist, sucking lightly at the skin over my pulse. My heartbeat leapt tellingly, and he grinned, full on.
That's it, Brenna. There's a good lass.
His eyes caught fire, brightening with that otherworldly glow. Despite myself, I shifted, feeling arousal pool as wetness between my legs. He paused, scenting the air. If I'd thought his eyes were golden before, they burned 10 times hotter when he angled his head closer to me. Slowly he bent his head, ready to touch his mouth to mine. Transfixed by those beautiful eyes, I couldn't move if I tried. Something moved behind me and I startled, then panicked. I caught a glimpse of blonde locks as I started thrashing. There was another man in the bed. In my fixation on the dark-haired warrior, I hadn't noticed the second massive form. Before I could rise, the dark-haired one caught me, pulling my trembled body back onto the pelts.
Be still, another voice rumbled. Immediately I froze. The animal sound raised the hairs on the back of my head.
A breeze swept along the face of the mountain, stirring the smoke of the fire and bringing the sweet aroma of a woman to me. I left the fire and entered the cave, following the stone passageway to the quarters I shared with Samuel and her. As I walked down the hall, the sweet scent grew stronger. I paused in the doorway to our rooms. Inside, Samuel lounged in a wolf form, tawny streaks in his grey hide. I nodded to him and headed straight for the pelt-covered dye we used as a bed, to peek at the dark-haired woman burrowed in the furs.
Still asleep,
Samuel spoke through our bond.
Best we stop wearing her out.
I grinned at him. He almost smiled. He'd been a berserker so long and spent almost a century half mad with magic. I'd been the tether holding him to the world, keeping him from a killing rage that would rape his mind. We'd fought Samuel's beast together and searched high and low for the woman the witch told us would save him. A woman marked by the wolf.
Brenna.